USA News. I'm Skip Kelly. Israel's airstrikes and ground assault against Hamas have intensified since the U.S. vetoed a U.N. call for a ceasefire in Gaza. Heavy fighting is reported in southern Gaza again today, where Israeli forces are ordering Palestinians to evacuate a district. Meanwhile, pro-Palestinian activists and supporters took part in a huge march and rally in London today. Many carried signs calling for an immediate ceasefire and an end to the war in Gaza. So what does President Biden think of his son's indictment?
The White House doesn't have much to say on Hunter Biden facing 9 criminal charges in a federal tax case. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president...
He loves his son and supports him as he continues to rebuild his life. I'm going to be really careful and not comment on this and refer you to the Department of Justice.
Prosecutors allege the president's son led a lavish lifestyle while neglecting to pay a minimum of $1.4 million in federal taxes from 2016 to 19. The indictment contends he expended funds on drugs, escorts, opulent properties, and exotic cars. If convicted, the charges carry a maximum penalty of 17 years in prison. I'm John Schaefer.
Kevin McCarthy announced his endorsement for former President Trump in the 2024 presidential race and expressed willingness to serve in Trump's cabinet. The California Republican made these statements during an upcoming interview on CBS Sunday Morning. McCarthy's endorsement comes after he recently revealed his decision to step down from his congressional seat at the end of the year following his removal from the position of House Speaker in October. A significant winter storm is expected to continue pounding the eastern half of the United States this weekend. Meteorologists are watching it gain substantial strength through Saturday. The storm is poised to bring severe thunderstorms, heavy rain, strong winds, and potential snowfall spanning from the Gulf Coast to the Canadian border. The U.S. economy added 199,000 jobs in November, this as hiring slowed from earlier this year. The unemployment rate fell to 3.7%. This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has 3 beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
The teen gunman in the deadly Oxford, Michigan school shooting will spend the rest of his life in prison. Ethan Crumbley killed 4 students and injured 7 others at a Michigan high school in November of 2021. A Michigan judge handed down the life without parole sentence Friday after hearing impact statements from witnesses and victims of the shooting. Crumbley was 15 years old at the time of the shooting, but was charged as an adult. Better get those packages in the mail soon if you want your loved ones to have them by Christmas.
The U.S. Postal Service has released its Christmas shipping deadlines. December 16th is the last day for 5-day shipping with USPS Ground Advantage and First Class Mail services. For 4-day shipping, the cutoff is December 18th, and December 21st is the deadline for USPS Priority Mail Express 1-day shipping. Note, these dates exclude Hawaii and Alaska. I'm John Schaefer.
Mortgage rates are falling back toward 7% after surging over 8% in October, and that's jump-starting the refinance market. Slower inflation and financial markets anticipating the potential end of the Fed's hiking cycle are both behind the recent decline in rates. Russian and Belarusian athletes will be permitted to compete in the upcoming Olympics in Paris, as announced by the International Olympic Committee. Qualified athletes from these nations will participate as neutrals without displaying their respective flags. This decision comes after athletes from Russia and Belarus had faced bans from international competitions following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.